Hi, I'm Jim Appleman. My co-author, Steve Weber, and I are the scientific co-founders of Primune Therapeutics. When we and others established Primune a couple of years ago, it was with the intent of bringing forward novel toll-like receptor 7 agonists for the treatment of cancer and certain viral diseases. Steve and I had extensive experience in the discovery and development of TLR7 agonists. We identified a number of features required for successful drugs acting at this target, many of them counterintuitive, and described those in a poster that we presented at last year's AACR in Atlanta. Our current clinical candidate, TLR7 oral prodrug PRTX007, and its corresponding agonist, PRX034, were designed and evaluated with these features in mind. Because of our approach, our drug candidate is highly differentiated from previous generations of toll-like receptor targeting drugs. Our original intent was to advance PRTX007 into the clinic for use in combination with immune checkpoint inhibitors with the objective of increasing response rate and treatment durability. As you know, the world changed with the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic. PRTX007 has a number of features that we believe make it an excellent fit for treatment of this viral disease. We therefore reprioritized our development plans and now intend to move forward in both COVID-19 and cancer therapy. The primary cellular target of TLR7 agonists are plasmacytoid dendritic cells, or PDCs. Upon activation, these cells have direct antiviral and anti-tumor cell activities. Furthermore, they orchestrate the innate and adaptive responses to these threats. Not surprisingly, both viruses and tumors have evolved complex mechanisms to avoid recognition by and activation of PDCs. Fortunately, these mechanisms can be overcome by administration of a TLR7 agonist. Some of the more relevant mechanisms are highlighted in the background section of this poster. As you know, one of the challenges with immune checkpoint inhibitor therapies are instances of excessive inflammation, typically associated with increases in circulating IL-6. This is also a major issue in severe cases of COVID-19 infection. One of the key advantages of our approach to TLR7 agonists is that we avoid activation of NF-kappa-B pathways and accompanying pro-inflammatory responses at concentrations or doses where we have profound immune induction as evaluated by activation of interferon-mediated responses. We have demonstrated this both with human immune cells in vitro and in testing in non-human primates, as described here in this poster. The cynomolgus monkey is our preferred animal model for immune response to PRTX007. The role of TLR7 in rodents and primates is very different. Activation engenders completely different immune responses with respect to affected cells, with respect to cytokine and chemokine profiles. You get the picture. We have conducted extensive studies with PRTX007 in cynomolgus monkeys. The key findings are summarized in this poster. First, the degree of immune induction is readily managed by dose. This is in contrast to some other agonists, where administration leads to an all-or-none effect. At one dose level, no induction. At the next, off-the-charts induction. Second, the pattern and degree of immune induction at desirable levels is reproducible upon repeat dosing on an every-other-day dosing schedule. Third, we see induction of substantial levels of IL-1 receptor antagonist, the antagonist of IL-1 alpha and beta, even though we see no evidence of production of these pro-inflammatory cytokines. This is a particularly attractive feature in the treatment of COVID-19. Fourth, administration is well tolerated at supratherapeutic dose levels. And finally, we predict that the relevant human dose for therapy will be 100 to 250 milligrams. Our program is at an exciting stage. We are currently conducting IND-enabling studies with 007. Initial evaluation in humans will be SAD and MAD studies, single ascending dose and multi-ascending dose studies in healthy volunteers. These are expected to complete in early 2021. They will confirm relevant dose levels and characteristics of induced immune response. Finally, the current development plan enables treatment of both COVID-19 patients and patients with cancer. Thank you.